Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Time to check in with Senior Wealth Advisor and Market Strategist for Murphy & Sylvester, Paul Nolte. Paul, good morning. I'm wondering, as are many, what the effects will be of not only a government shutdown, but the continuing United Auto Workers strike. How is that going to affect us?
Well, the government shutdown, I think, is going to be more political theater. We've been through this now countless times. And, you know, as we've talked about, Congress is good at two things, nothing and then panic. And so we're not yet to the panic part. That'll happen sometime next week. So we envision that there's going to be a deal in the 11th hour, 58th minute, something like that. But the UAW strike is going to be a little bit more interesting because of the political overtones of that one. As far as the impact on the U.S. economy, probably 2/10 of GDP can be impacted by that. So we can see some slowdown there. Probably means some higher prices for cars, auto parts. So there is some inflationary implications to that.
Some parts might not be available if this drags on, right?
Right. So that it's going to have an impact.
You wrote in your newsletter that Fed Chief Powell made confusing comments that indicate he has forgotten the basics of economics. You want to explain that?
We're having a soft landing. Soft landing's not the base case. We think we can bring the economy down to low inflation without creating a recession. And where I'm coming from with this is that it's still about money. We still have a lot of money in the financial system, in the economy, that still needs to get pulled back from the COVID policies that we had, both fiscal policy as well as monetary policy. So until the Fed brings their balance sheet back to where it was a couple of years ago, and until there's some fiscal restraint with the federal government, I think we're still delusional in the fact that monetary policy is tight, even with interest rates where they're at.
Is that why you're saying that investor sentiment is beginning to turn a bit more negative?
Well, I think that's just the market going down. You know, investors look at their 401k, they look at their statements, or they, you know, I've got a few that go online 3-4 times a day and, you know, look at their balances and watch it tick by tick. When the markets go down, you do see investor sentiment go down. It rises and falls with the balances of their statements. So with the market down last month, now down 3-4% this month, investors are getting a little bit more negative. That generally means that it's not a bad time to start to nibble a little bit for a potential rally. When everybody's happy, there's nobody left to buy. When everybody's sad, nobody left to sell.
Good mantra. Is the employment report we're going to get next week the next number to really watch?
Yeah, I think so. We've got the PCE. We've got the Federal Reserve's favorite inflation number later this week. We have then next week the data dump that starts at the beginning of each month. Unemployment's going to be important there. And I think the unemployment numbers, we're still going to see pretty good job growth. Wage growth will probably slow a little bit because we're now bringing people into the labor force that are at the lower end of the wage scale. And so that'll pull that number down a little bit just by adding smaller numbers than the averages.
And do you foresee a short-term rally before the end of the year?
There's a potential for it if the markets continue to trade poorly here over the next couple weeks. Again, like I said, investor sentiment a little bit negative. Maybe we get a little bit of relief from interest rates going up if inflation does start to come down a little bit more than it has. So that possibility exists. However, if interest rates continue to rise, I think the equity markets are going to struggle. So I think interest rates are going to be really what's driving the bus.
Earlier, futures were up. What's the breakfast time thinking today?
It's been more of the same. You know, like I said, interest rates are really what's driving it. We are at rates now that we haven't seen in 15 years. So you have a lot of investors, you have a lot of professionals that really haven't seen this in their career, where you can get 5% on a treasury. That hasn't existed in a long time. So it's a different mentality managing dollars and taking a look at where those opportunities are in the market today. For a lot of professionals as well as a lot of investors, they've been very used to a zero interest rate environment, and that does not exist anymore.
So when your nervous the financial clients call you today, how do you talk them down?
You know, we've been on the defensive side for a while. We've had a lot of money in treasuries. That has held up well. We've been on the value side and more smaller stocks, and those have done okay. It doesn't mean that they haven't gone down, but they've gone down less, so that we consider that a win. So it is, in my mind, still a time to be a little bit more defensive in the market, a little bit more cautious, not ready to push that last dollar into the market yet.
You want to record that message and then just play it for each call today?
I will be doing that on WGN, yes. We'll send that off to everybody.
Paul Nolte, Murphy and Sylvester. Thanks, Paul. Talk to you next Tuesday.
You bet.
Have a good day. And we've got the news for you next at the top of the hour from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.